Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's a competition to encourage students to not only come up with business ideas, but to make those ideas happen in the real world. The Invent to Innovate Business Model Competition is at the University of South Dakota this week. There's an impressive lineup of judges, and everyone is looking for the next big idea. With me now in the studio is Howard Haynes. He's an entrepreneurship instructor at the Beacom School of Business at USD. Howard, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So tell me a little bit about how this competition started. How long has it been going on?
So the Invent to Innovate competition has been going on actually for a few years. I2I business model competition is something we shifted to just a couple of years ago because we wanted to go from just coming up with a great idea to actually encouraging action.
Sure.
And so the business model competition focuses on not just the idea, but what has the student done to move the idea forward in terms of trying to reach out and contact customers to find out if there really is a problem we're solving or that they even care and are willing to pay for it.
So why is that so important that it seems like ideas might be a dime a dozen, but taking the next step is the real kicker, huh?
Yeah. And you'll find out that as you explore your different ideas, that your idea is not that great. that's oftentimes one of the first signs of a novice entrepreneur is that they're kind of hold their idea close to them. They're afraid to share it because they don't want anyone to steal it. And that they haven't yet realized that it's not the idea itself that is valuable, but the action to make it happen. And that's the other side of entrepreneurship that we don't get to highlight as much and reward as much because it's a grind, right? It's some of the stuff that is really hard to do and not as glamorous as what we kind of see the end result as.
So is everything about having an idea that seeing a problem that needs to be solved? Are all the best business ideas based on looking around, finding a problem and saying, I could have a solution?
That's where a lot of them start. They kind of explore the how could this be better? But it's not always necessarily a problem either. Sometimes it's just an opportunity where somebody, you know, you've got things like fads and other things that are, if you will, luxury items. Those aren't necessarily solving problems, but they're still adding value. And that's really what the entrepreneur's journey is, to find out what the value is for some customer group and how they can deliver that value in a way that's still profitable, right? So they still have to pay the bills so that they can continue to help that customer group.
What are some of the first steps then? You have an idea and to get an entrepreneur, a student or an adult entrepreneur to sort of come from that precious, you know, idea, special snowflake that I've got here to really putting it out in the world. What has to be overcome?
So one of the first things is to focus on, and this is hard to do, is to shift away from your own solution because we tend to love and cherish our ideas, to focusing on the problem if you really care about solving the problem or helping a particular group, because you might find out that your solution isn't the best solution and you need to be able to let go of that to modify it or to meet the needs of the customer group that you're looking for. So some of it is a little bit of self-preparation, but after that, it's trying to get out of the building and start to look for evidence outside your own head that this is a great idea by, again, talking to customers or finding some sort of evidence that there's a demand. You can use the internet is a great resource, a lot of forums. There are a lot of tools that actually you can use to check through ideas in terms of how many people really would want this thing very quickly.
What about that idea that someone's going to snatch your idea? Is that real?
There are very few that's kind of the case. Some of the concerns come in when you think that you might need to patent an idea. And in many cases, some of the ideas that people have aren't necessarily patentable. They're more about your ability to execute on them. All the patent does is really give you permission to sue somebody if they're trying to copy you. But you still have to pay for the lawyer to go out and sue them and pursue it. And so it doesn't guarantee that you won't have problems ever. In many cases, some people approach it from a perspective of almost budgeting for that kind of thing to happen and then working out licensing deals and just so they can move forward and make the things, the value they want happen.
All right. So what if you go out a little bit and you find out your idea is maybe a little lame or is not effective, shall we say? Mm-hmm. What's the entrepreneur's relationship with failure?
So the failure is commonplace. It happens every day, actually, because you're trying to make things happen and oftentimes beyond your own capacity. And so you will either learn how to do it very quickly or find other people that can. Sometimes it's a challenge because people will struggle with that. And so they'll kind of discount other, if you will, the sources of information that they're coming from. They just don't get my idea, or they're not my customers anyway, right? So they'll find ways to not believe that the information. And so part of this business model approach is it forces you to actually kind of say, here's my assumption, and here's how I'm going to go test my assumption, right? Here's the experiment or the information that I'm looking for. If it's not there to this degree, then I'll make a change.
Right. I love that you're trying to make things happen beyond your own capacity. If you're not doing that, maybe you're not working hard enough, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a stretch.
But you have to be ready for that, the fact that that's what it's all about. And then when you get it, it's magic.
Yeah.
So tell me how students, high school and college, right?
Yes.
How do these students enter this competition and bring forth their ideas to be judged?
So we have a partnership with different high schools in the area, and we've reached out to others. We actually provide some lesson plans to help teachers prepare for this. If they want to make it part of their curriculum, we have some things that they can do. We do get some guest speakers or lectures that can also be part of it. So the students themselves can enter by creating a video presentation. It's just kind of a walkthrough of their journey. It's a brief description of their idea and then their journey, including their failures. They actually get points for failing. So that's the other upside, is kind of admitting this is what we thought and this is what we learned, and so this is how we changed.
All right.
And so they submit that. They go through a first round of judging, and then the finalists are invited to do that in front of some of the great judges that we have this year.
All right. Tell me about those judges.
So we have Sue Stoll, regional director from the Small Business Development Center. She's seen tons of business ideas throughout the years, from anything on the agricultural side as well as high tech. So she brings a great perspective. We also have a current founder and CEO of Lemonly, John Mayer.
Right,
that'd be great if we had celebrity. But no, he's awesome too. He's actually been very helpful in
he's kind of a celebrity.
He is. And he's been great to work with. We've had some of our classes occasionally go to his location and do some stuff. So his company and himself has been a great partner for them, for the students. We also have Chad Hatch with Bird Dog Equity Partners. So he provides kind of the investor perspective.
Sure.
And then we also have, last but not least, Paul Ten Haken from CEO of ClickRain as well. Right. So some current entrepreneurs and people that have done it before to really know what happens behind the scenes.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Invent to Innovate Business Model Competition. It's at the University of South Dakota this week. And my guest is Howard Haynes. He's an entrepreneurship instructor at the Beacom School of Business. And I'm wondering what's at stake, Howard. What happens if they do really well?
If they do really well, they get some cash prizes from our various sponsors that have kind of caught our vision and want to encourage entrepreneurs, student entrepreneurs, to take action on things. So they can, in the university section, they can win a couple thousand, as well as in the high school competition as well.
All right. What kind of ideas are you seeing come? What can you tell me about the ideas that you're seeing come through?
So it's interesting. The ones that actually made it through the first round are not necessarily even the best ideas, but they're the ones that took the action to test those ideas out. So we have some things that are just service-based businesses, right? So we have a mobile hairdresser kind of service, but they've already gone out and created websites and talked to people and all sorts of things. We've got things that are more kind of on the high-tech, virtual reality, Google Glass kind of things, different kinds of apps. We have some hard physical products where people have redesigned existing things, like a thermos that keeps the ice separate and from your drink, so it doesn't get watered down, right? Things like that. So you've got all sorts of different ideas.
What kind of personality does, you know, can you kind of sort of see, like, you know, you walk into a high school, you walk into a college, you sort of can tell the kids who are maybe going to be doctors, the kids who are maybe going to be artists. Tell me who those business kids, who are the entrepreneurs in class? What do they look like? Not look like, but what, you know, how do they behave?
Actually, this is anybody can be an entrepreneur and is an entrepreneur, in my opinion, but we don't really see a standard thing. And actually, some of the high school teachers have commented how this activity has brought out some people that they usually don't see much involvement from, where they're really excited and actually spend tons of extra time outside of class and to make things happen. So it's you get all kinds. There isn't one personality.
It's the same kids who want to be doctors, the same kids who want to be artists. It's just maybe their ideas are being inspired by their area of interest.
Yeah, we encourage people to start with the problems they know about, right? So with the groups that they're familiar with. And so we do get a lot of ideas that are centered around their world.
Yeah. How competitive is it now? Is it more open than ever because of sort of the new way that we do business in America right now? Or is it more competitive than ever to sort of be, to have an idea for either a product or a service or a business and become successful at it and make that your, you know, your livelihood?
So in a lot of ways, it's easier to start a business than ever before. You can get a website up. You don't have to have physical inventory. Oftentimes you can partner with so many different people so that you can run a business without much startup capital or even coordination with finding a new co-founder or people to work with. So it's a lot easier. The speed of change is a lot faster as well, so that makes it more challenging. And then the other thing that happens because of that speed of change is that you might create value initially, but then there might be a better product that comes down the road that allows other people to get a better deal. And so it can be challenging that way. So oftentimes you have to, even though you start off with a particular idea, you may have to change that idea even once it's gotten going for a little while.
Yeah. What's your background with sort of being an entrepreneur and your own, what do you bring to the table when you teach your students about your own successes and failures?
Oh, I get to focus a lot on my failures especially. So used to work for Amazon for a while before I decided to take the jump into the startup world and failed gloriously in the process and made all the classic mistakes and later decided to kind of explore from the academic perspective, trying to figure out how do you succeed at this, because excuse me, not everybody is guaranteed success. In fact, that's the default is failure. Most companies do fail, and some of that is a little bit of our own doing as entrepreneurs, but it also is the shifting market demands. It's tough to know.
But I don't want to fail permanently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get past the you know, minor failures that sort of build to eventually you want there to be some success?
Yeah. So
what have you learned in all that research?
So in all that research, so part of what I've learned is you take baby steps. And that's where this, again, the business model competition is a great way to encourage that, because you start off with your assumptions. You start off with what you think it's going to be. And then you start to go and test those ideas very cheaply and very fast in order to learn and then shift and change as you need. If you kind of jump all in or decide to quit your day job, so to speak, you're putting yourself at risk, right? So there are ways to take incremental steps towards discovering if there is something there.
Yeah. What do most students at the Beacom School of Business want to do once they graduate?
So all of them eventually want to have their own business, but they don't. They're sometimes lacking the confidence, right? So sometimes they want to go see how everybody else does it, and then kind of after they've gotten some experience, they'll go out and do it themselves. And other students are ready to take the plunge right now, and some are currently doing their own stuff as well.
If teachers in the school district want to access some of these lesson plans, where do they go to sort of incorporate this into their classroom learning?
So you can go to the USD website /I2I, and that's the competition site and has our contact information where we can then send you those different lesson plans that we have and are happy to make arrangements to support you as best as possible.
All right. It's the Invent to Innovate Business Model Competition. It's at the University of South Dakota this week. My guest has been Howard Haynes. He's an entrepreneurship instructor at the Beacom School of Business. Final March 31st, is that when we
this Friday,
sort of figure out who rises to the top? Well, enjoy that, Howard. Thank you so much for
so
stopping
much.
By. Come back anytime.